And good evening and welcome to another edition of In the Trenches with the head coach of the Bearcat football team, Rich Wright. We are broadcasting outside on the patio at A&G. The first time I think we've done a show outside in the history of the coaches shows that we've done through the year. So this is a real nice setup, Rich.
Absolutely. Weather's perfect. It's fantastic night to be outside.
And we've got a special guest for us for the show tonight, Chad Bostwick, linebackers coach at Northwest Missouri State. Chad, good to have you along, too.
No, it's great to be here. I appreciate it.
And I know, Rich, just on an aside here, it's got to be kind of a tough year for Chad with the way the Cubs have performed. And of course, come on. Both of us being Cardinal fans, we kind of have a little
fun. I thought that was off air.
Yeah, we discussed that a little bit off air, but John brought it on air, so that's good.
Rough year, sorry.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's okay. That's okay. Yep. About 12 in a row, I think, for the Cardinals so far.
I just found that out, too.
Yeah.
12 in a row. Wow.
All right. Well, let's just talk a little bit of Bearcat football here. And 2-0 on the season to start this season. And a trip down to Warrensburg last weekend for a victory over the Mules. And I know, Rich, talking with you before that game, you felt that one of the big keys was to make a statement early in the contest. I think you were able to do that both offensively and defensively.
Yeah, we really did. You know, the offense got the ball. We're 0-for-2 in coin tosses to this point, so not sure that tails never fails is such a good recipe for success, but at any rate, we took the ball and drove it the length of the field and got Mike into the end zone to start things off, and defensively we came out and played well early and, you know, kind of made a statement. I felt like we, you know, got the game out of hand relatively quickly and, you know, just kind of cruised into to our victory.
You know, you say 0-for-2 in a coin toss. It seemed like there was a time where you guys were winning the coin toss about every game.
I know. I used to be able to defer all the time, and now, you know, we're getting the ball 2 weeks in a row. I've got to talk to the captains on that.
No doubt about that. But I really thought when you look at the offense, one of the things that really came out, you had Mike Owens, he had a quarterback taking over for Braden due to the health situation with Braden. But he came out and I think did everything that you could ask of a guy coming out and playing quarterback like that.
Yeah. Absolutely. I think the one thing that really, a lot of people were surprised about was just how well he ran our offense. But, you know, he's a young man that's been in the offense for 3 years or been at Northwest for 3 years, been in the offense as long as Braden has, really. And, you know, he just came out and, you know, the thing I told him before the game was, you know, don't try and do too much. Just take what's there and you've got a lot of weapons around you and try and utilize those weapons to the best of your ability. And he definitely capitalized on it on Saturday afternoon.
I know Northwest has had some good running games through the years and the past couple years too, but it really seems like this year you've got such a great balanced attack between what you can do with the run and pass here.
Yeah, we do. I think you know, the audience got a smattering of what we can become offensively. You know, that first game off of a 2-year layoff is always difficult, and you know, we really didn't know what we were going to get. And week two, with Coach Sturdy being able to scheme what they were doing a little bit defensively, really helped us tremendously. You know, being able to evaluate tape and, you know, capitalize on putting our guys in good favorable matchup positions is something that he prides himself on, and then taking advantage of those situations.
No, I talked to you a little bit earlier that defensively you felt you played well defensively, but looking back at the tape, there's some room for improvement. And even if, again, you look like you really did what you wanted to in that game, but still some room for improvement there on the defense.
It was a long week in defensive land in Bearcat Stadium this week. We kind of got after it a little bit. You know, played well enough to win, played well enough to, you know, dominate, but not to the level of expectation that we want to. There was some hustle things, there were some angle things, there were perimeter tackling things that showed up that if we're playing against a playoff caliber opponent, just aren't acceptable. So, you know, we felt like we needed to be better this week.
I talked to both of you guys about this a little bit too, when you just talk about a lot of things you need to improve on. How much of it just, again, you guys haven't played for a couple of years to where it's still going to take a little bit of time, even though you've been practiced all through last fall as well, spring ball this year as well, but it's just different playing in an actual game. And how much of it just getting those guys kind of sea legs underneath them to play in games right now?
Chad, I'll let you take that to start.
No, yeah, it's early in the season. It's you know, some of those things you just got to re-hone in on, you know, the tackling, the angles, the playing hard. Now, it was hotter than Hades down there, you know. But that's not an excuse for our guys to not hustle to the football. And, you know, those things really showed up on tape. And the film never lies, you know. And so when we got in as a staff on Sunday and watched the tape together, that was one of the things that was really eye-popping to us. And you know, we did a good job, I think, this week. Our kids did a good job responding to it, and you know, had a great week of practice. So,
and Jackson Barnes had a heck of a day. One of your linebackers there, he not only doing a good job with leading the team at tackles, but an interception opportunity there.
Yeah, he had a great read on that play. They tried to set up a slip screen up the middle to the running back, and he was getting in coverage, and he read the back coming out of the backfield and jumped on it and got in front of it, you know. And unfortunately for him, he stumbled a little bit, so we're giving him a little bit of stuff for that. But he played well. But you know, he'll be the first to tell us that he could be better than what he actually played on Saturday, and that's a sign of a good player.
You know, we talked on the post game with Rich about this, and actually we had Jackson on our post game too,
yeah,
where he felt he had an opportunity earlier about that, and he, I guess, guaranteed that he's going to get an interception before the day was over with.
Well, yeah, he had one earlier that it was right in his hands. The kid did a good job of playing defense, the offensive kid did, and kind of raked it out of his arms. But, yeah, that would have been something if he could have had two picks on the day.
He actually blames Coach Boswick for not getting two picks because on the next series he told me on the bench that he was going to get another one, and Isaac was in. And as I told you guys on the radio show, Isaac,
I forgot about that.
Isaac had an opportunity for a pick, and Jackson's standing next to me. He goes, "See, I told you so."
Well, Isaac dropped one. Isaac Fulstead did, and it was right in his hands. That was one that he should have had that. And, yeah, so that's where that story comes from there.
In typical Volstead fashion, if
exactly.
You remember Jake, because he dropped a lot of them too.
Yeah. Well, Jake, remember that when he gets on Isaac about this at all?
Or I would hope so, or Coach Boswick and I can remind him.
Yeah, I was going to say, sometimes the players get better as the years go along after their playing career.
Isaac actually has really good hands. I was surprised that he dropped it, you know, to be honest with you. But, no, it's kind of an inside joke that the Volsteads can't catch the football. Even though Jake, I remember Jake when you were playing offense, he led our team in touchdown receptions early in his career one time.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Well, it's always good to go down to Warrensburg and pick up a victory. Again, it's been a series where you guys have dominated the series for the most part, although there's been some close games through the years. But the last couple of years, you guys pretty much stepped up and made some big plays and come up with some big wins.
Yeah, you know, it's I don't think people realize that historically the rivalry that's there between Central Missouri and Northwest Missouri State, you know, I know talking to Coach Boswick, that was always one of his big rivalry games. Yeah. We didn't like Central, and Central didn't like us. And so, you know, we want to continue to get better, continue to play well, and regardless of who we're playing, but there's always a little bit of extra motivation when you're playing against those guys.
Yeah, and I think through the years always has, but of course with Coach Sabota down there too, that kind of provides a little bit of extra motivation, I think, really on both sides parts there for this matchup.
No, it's there's a lot of familiarity there, and you know, just with the coaching staffs and stuff like that, you never want to lose to guys that you know and you're close with and stuff. So anytime you can go, especially on the road, going down there in MIAA game and getting a victory, that's huge for us.
Again, we are broadcasting live from A&G out on the patio for today's show with the head coach of the Bearcat football team, Rich Wright, and also linebackers coach Chad Bostwick with us. We'll be back and have more right after this timeout.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Clarinda Regional Health Center, emphasizing the importance of keeping annual well-child visits so the physical, mental, and emotional needs of children are met. For more on CRHC's pediatric providers, clarindahealth.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plants for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More Bearcat Lumber services is at 660-562-0300.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Maryville Forum. In print or online at maryvilleforum.com, the forum provides local news, sports, and information and news updates throughout the day. More at 660-562-2424.
In the Trenches on KXCV KRNW is underwritten by A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. A&G offers more than 100 menu items, Greek night every Friday, banquet rooms, and more. For additional information, agrestaurant.com.
And welcome back to the KXCV KRNW In the Trenches program with the head coach of the Bearcat football team, Rich Wright, and with us this week, linebackers coach Chad Bostwick and We'll talk about Central Oklahoma coming up a little bit later in the program. But, Chad, let's just kind of talk about your career at Northwest Missouri State, starting off as an All-MIAA linebacker in the program and having an opportunity to play for your brother Scott in there. And just kind of talk about having the opportunity to do that and what that meant to you.
Man, well, growing up, I saw the program transform and, so coming to games and everything like that with my dad, this was the place I wanted to be. And funny story, just coming out of high school, I was, 5'10", 180-pound linebacker coming out of high school, and so didn't have a ton of offers. I had some NAIA stuff, and Scott offered me a walk-on position here, and, I did not turn that down, and that's I told him that he was going to get everything from me and work my tail off to make it on the team and be a contributor and end up starting one day. And that's kind of end up what happened. I owe a lot to him, just for giving me that opportunity, not just with playing, but also with being a coach here at Northwest, as a grad assistant, getting my opportunity, get my foot in the door. Both Scott and Coach Wright and Coach Churchma, all those guys that, gave me an opportunity back then as a young guy, not really knowing what I was going to do with my life and trying to figure it out, and knowing I still love football and just able to be around it and have an opportunity to learn and grow from those guys.
I would imagine, too, it was a case where you got to see Scott in a different light when he came here and had him as your coach.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that's I joke with my guys all the time about the linebackers. Like, you guys think I'm an a-hole. Just imagine having to play for your own brother. But, no, he was hard on me, but I never took it personal, and it never was. It was just – I understood it was all out of love and just wanting to see me succeed and do better. And, I always took it as a great challenge. So,
yeah, playing at Northwest from 2001 through 2004, what are some of the things you think about those years and some of the big games that you had a chance to play in?
More so than anything, just the relationships I was able to forge with the guys and still to this day that I keep in touch with a lot of the guys I played with and are some of my best friends in life. I think that's first and foremost. Always, at Northwest Missouri State, there's always big games, and I can't pinpoint one. I think the one that really stood out, honestly, was when we opened up at Arrowhead against Pittsburgh State Thursday night, 28,000 people. I mean, that was unbelievable. I mean, that first night that we did that, and we were able to come out on top with the win, and then, again, playing there my senior year in front of a big crowd. Number one against number two, at Arrowhead Stadium. I think both great atmospheres.
Hey, I think every time that Northwest has played down there, it's been a great atmosphere to a large degree. But, yeah. Boy, that first night, there's just an electricity in the crowd that night that was something else. I mean, I thought the electricity was over and above even national championship games there.
No, it was just something I'll never forget. I mean, coming out of the tunnel and just seeing the sea of green and, all the Pitt State fans on their side, too, it was pretty crazy experience, yeah.
And the nice thing about those games down at Arrowhead, Northwest had a lot of success down at Arrowhead.
Amen.
There.
Yep. Actually, one of the losses was my senior year, so never lived that one down.
It's kind of like Bearcat Stadium South down there, I think.
That's right.
Pretty much.
Well, and then getting an opportunity to go into coaching afterwards, your playing career here, just what made you decide to kind of – follow in Scott's footsteps there a little bit?
Well, I just knew, I wasn't going to go play on, my career wasn't going to go on after college. So, like I told you earlier, I had a marketing degree from Northwest and wasn't quite ready to get into to the real world, per se. And I knew football was something I enjoyed still, and I wanted to keep learning. And these guys, Coach Wright, Coach, my brother Scott, just kind of helped me into that role. And learned a ton from them those first couple of years as a GA, and they really got my foot in the door, and forever thankful for that.
And Rich, just talk about having Chad on your staff and what that means to you.
Oh, it means a ton. When I got back here in 2004, Chad was a senior, and he's been such a big part of everything that we've done and a lot of the runs that we've made. He's an incredible character. Character person. It's. What you see is what you get. There's a little bit of similarity there with his brother, but what you see is what you get. He works really hard. He's very passionate about his job. He's a phenomenal recruiter, but he's a better person. He's a great father and husband, and, he does things the right way, and he understands. The thing I probably appreciate most is he understands what the Bearcat way is, and he understands the culture and what it means. and does a great job of teaching it to our student athletes.
And that really is something that you don't get at a lot of schools. So you talk about that culture. Yeah. It's really developed through the years, and it really is a tight-knit group. And we got family weekend coming up.
Absolutely.
And family for this football team means an awful lot, doesn't it?
Oh, man, it's that's what we preach here, and it's different here. It really is. I've, you know, had the opportunity to coach at different places, and it's not like that everywhere. And some of the other coaches on our staff will say the same thing. And it's just a different culture. And, you know, they say we bleed green. We really do.
And for both of you, just talk about what Family Weekend means to you.
You want to go first?
No, go ahead. Yeah.
Okay. You know, when I got here in 1995 and 96, and I was a graduate assistant football coach from a little hick town in upstate New York, and I spent a couple of years at Dana College, and, you know, I came in here and didn't know anybody, and I had no family. I had never been west of the Mississippi River, and, you know, for me, just being at Northwest Missouri State and, you know, having the feel of the energy and excitement that was beginning to be infused in our football program was something that I'll never forget. But it was the community, it was the town, it was that we were the big show in town. It was that it resonated with everyone. And then, you know, for me, it was Coach T and Scott. You know, and Scott was really good to me. You know, I was after games, anybody that understands Bearcat football, the post game at Scott Bostwick's house was always full, you know, and there's 200 people there, and it's always crazy, and everybody was welcome, and he always made sure to take care of us, and he always you know, put his hand out, and you know, so when he talked about family, you knew that he lived it. It just wasn't words. It was in the actions that he had every single day. And the same with Coach T. I mean, that was something that they have a genuine care about our student athletes, about our graduate assistants, and really everybody in our organization. And I just think it's a big part of what makes this weekend special for me.
Yeah, and I think when you talk about Scott, he really didn't know a stranger either. He was just outgoing, and he just loved being around people.
Oh, yeah, definitely a people person, no doubt. And Scott being the oldest in our family, just he kind of set the tone, I guess, if you will. But you know, got an opportunity when Scott got the chance to come back and be closer to family. He was at Western Washington before here, so we never got to go watch any of the games out there. Dad never got to go out there, and so when, you know, being 2 hours away from our home in Omaha, it was awesome to come down here, you know, and just see the transformation going 0-11 the first year, 6-5, and then you know, I was on the sideline for the UNO game when Jesse Haynes caught the fourth down catch in the back of the end zone for the touchdown. I mean, that was unbelievable, just being able to see that. And, you know, it's really been a big part of our family, like the Boswick family, and just over the years, just being able, you know, me being back here and getting a chance to do that, it's been great to be able to host all the family when they come down. There's a bus, a charter bus.
Literally a bus.
A charter bus of 40-something Boswicks coming down this weekend.
Man.
And they're going to have a good time, believe that. So if you see a big bus up in the parking lot before the game, that's who that is. And they'll be there wearing the red hats and cheering loud. And they'll be up there after the game, too, celebrating. And it's going to be a great weekend. We're excited.
And I think the neat thing that the football team has been able to do through the years is it really keeps Scott in everybody's memory. He's such an integral part of this program that you really make this weekend an opportunity for not only people that knew Scott, but people have come since then to know what Scott stood for. And still, if things that he stood for are still a major part of this program.
Yeah, I think the thing that Coach Wright does a great job of with Family Weekend is recognizing that. And, you know, our kids don't know who he is. You know, they just see pictures and see the red, and they don't understand completely what it's all about. But, you know, throughout the week, you're telling stories about Scott and why the red is so significant, you know, in the Northwest family, not a part of the color scheme, right, green and white. But the black jerseys, you know, where that came from. And just there's a lot of good stories that come out during the week, during Family Week, just trying to honor him.
And it's just a great opportunity for that. And you know, I remember the last speech he gave was up, I think, R. Joe Smith had a little golf tournament up near his place. And it just seemed like that speech was really one of the best I think I've ever heard him give, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, I was at that tournament, and he was so excited. He was so excited for the opportunity, so excited for, you know, the chance to be the head football coach at Northwest Missouri State, and just really truly look into the future. And you know, that that still sits in a shadow box, you know, right now in Coach Boswick's office. But he was just so passionate about everything that he did. He wore his emotions on his sleeve. What you saw is what you got. And he loved, you know, he loved Northwest Missouri State. You know, he often said the big time's where you're at, and I'm in the big time. And he was very passionate about this town, this community, and this university, and it rubbed off on all of us.
Yeah, what are some of the major things that you were able to benefit from coaching under Scott?
You know, I think first it was his, you know, he was always going to be, have a great attention to detail. He was a guy that was intense. He knew how to push people and get the best out of them. You know, he was hard at times, and I think oftentimes people that get into coaching want to be friends with players, and there's nothing wrong with being friendly, but there's a distinction between being friends and being a football coach. And I think, you know, our number one objective is to get the best out of each and every student athlete that walks onto our campus. And, you know, I think he demanded excellence from them, and I think, you know, they respected him for that.
Again, we are broadcasting live from A&G Restaurant out on the patio this evening as we talk football with head coach of the Bearcat football team, Rich Wright, and linebackers coach Chad Bostwick. We'll come back and look ahead toward the matchup this weekend as Northwest faces Central Oklahoma. That's coming up right after this timeout.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Bearcat Bookstore and the J.W. Jones Student Union. The bookstore supplies Bearcat apparel for men, women, and kids, as well as gifts, accessories, and Northwest logo items. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW is provided by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Maryville Forum. In print or online at maryvilleforum.com, the forum provides local news, sports, and information and news updates throughout the day. More at 660-562-2424.
In the Trenches on KXCV KRNW is underwritten by A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. A&G offers more than 100 menu items, Greek night every Friday, banquet rooms, and more. For additional information, agrestaurant.com.
And welcome back to In the Trenches with the head coach of the Bearcat football team, Rich Wright. And again, our guest this week, linebackers coach Chad Bostwick. And guys, coming up next, it's Central Oklahoma, a team coming in 1-2 on the season. And just looking at some of the results they've had this year, it's kind of a hard team to figure right now, isn't it?
It definitely is. I mean, you know, they have talent. You know, they're an athletic football program on both sides of the ball. They've got good skill on offense. Their quarterback's a long kid that can really run. He hurt Western in week one. Defensively, they play a lot of man coverage. They're athletic in the back end, but they've also got a couple defensive ends that they're going to cause some problems. They just haven't been able to, you know, to this point, they haven't been able to seem to put it together. But they're definitely a dangerous team.
No, just I watched a little bit of tape last night with the Emporia State game and the offense, and it really seemed to me like the biggest thing that was hurting them was just their offensive line. They just has been having some troubles.
Yeah. They have a little bit of an issue in some of their protections. The quarterback's holding the ball a little too long at times, and that's caused some issues. It's something that we have to be able to exploit this Saturday is our front four matchup against their front five.
And as far as what I know you guys pretty much on the defensive side, but what do you see that defensively that some of the issues that they may have had this year, if any?
A little bit of a propensity for big plays. You know, that's kind of what got them beat in the Southern game was a fourth and long situation. You know, sometimes as a defensive coach, you live by man and you die by man, you know, because you're caught in a one-on-one, you know, situation. And so if a team hits a couple of shots on you, you can get beat. It's more than anything, we've got to be able to, for us, meaning Northwest, we've got to win one-on-one matchups with our receivers and their DBs. We've got to be able to exploit some leverage issues that sometimes happen in man-to-man coverage as far as getting the ball out onto the perimeter. We've got to be able to establish the line of scrimmage with our running game and, you know, get Allen company, you know, going in that aspect of things as well.
Is it a case, too, much like the Central game with a team that's young in some spots and has struggled a bit, where it's important to really get off to a great start and give them a little doubt in their mind? Again, they've got some talent on this team, but to kind of take control and have them start downing themselves a little bit early?
Chad, take it. Go.
No, that's I mean, that's always a big key for us, is to start fast, you know, and against us, Northwest. I mean, teams are going to bring their best shot, you know, every week, and so for us to be able to start fast and to put that doubt in their mind early, I think that's going to be a huge thing. Whether it's offensively or defensively, it doesn't matter. Just whoever gets the ball first or starts first, man, we got to set the tone.
Also, when you look at this matchup, we've talked about being a family weekend. That's always a big crowd at Bearcat Stadium. I would imagine even more so since it's been really 2 years since you had a chance to come out and the whole game time atmosphere and all. You're going to have some guys that really haven't seen this that are strapping it up for the first time in front of the home stadium like
this. I'm excited for our kids, man. You know, it's talking to a couple of our guys, our new guys, transfers, or young guys that are playing. They haven't had the opportunity to experience that yet. And there's nothing like a home game at Northwest. It's special. It's sacred. It's, you know, I hope they get to feel that and feel that energy, and the crowd comes out and is excited to see us play. And I think our kids will show out.
I'll tell you what, it's added to my laundry list of things to do for the week, because all the things that, you know, because it has been so long since we played, you know, just some of the logistics of having a home game and how we're doing this and how we're doing that, and actually having to walk the kids through it because they haven't experienced it. You know, we have two classes of kids plus whatever transfers we have that have never had a home football game. And so there's been some different things that we've talked about in our preparation. Our number one deal all week is avoid the distractions. It's kind of like homecoming. We've got one job on family weekend, and that's to win a football game.
And how much fun is it going to be for you guys to finally get back and play at home too?
I'm going to tell you, the other night I was genuinely excited. I was before these guys. We watched film after practice, and I had gotten back up to my office, and I sat down in my chair, and I could hear the Bearcat marching band playing on the game field, and you know, over 100 strong, and it's just there's something about a college band that always juices me up. I just enjoy it. It's just the pageantry and everything else that go along with a game day in the Ville.
You know, I know you guys are busy on game day, but we get an opportunity to hear all the bands from all the various schools, and there's nothing better than what you get here at Bearcat Stadium in Northwest.
They're awesome. I mean, we've had the opportunity to kind of hear them practice, you know, a little bit here and there, but just to be able to hear a fight song on game day is going to be awesome.
It's going to be fun. Just to get back and play football on a Saturday in Maryville's game day is something special, too. And I imagine, too, for you guys now, you had a game last Saturday. Now you're kind of getting into the Saturday setup. But it's got to be nice to get into a regular routine.
It's definitely nice to get into a regular routine, but like we talked about off the air, it came up fast this week. I'm used to, like, multiple weeks of preparation. So we got done with 2 days of padded practice, and I'm like, wait, where's the rest of our prep at?
All right, real quickly, just getting some of the big keys for the matchup on Saturday.
You know, I think, number one, we've got to be able to control the line of scrimmage, both offensively and defensively. I think starting fast is going to be important. Yep. Our special teams minus our field goal team has been a definite plus to this point, and that needs to continue to be so. I think the fans need to watch for, because they're going to be playing so much man coverage, can our receivers win the one-on-one matchups, and can Mike get the ball there? And then it's, you know, the second one offensively is going to be, you know, can we be plus four or better when we're running the football? That's something that's been a big point of emphasis. Flip it over on the defensive side. You know, we got to fly around to the ball better than we did a week ago against Central Missouri State. That's been the number one thing that we've preached all week. Number two, I definitely think it's important for us to be better on the perimeter than what we were a week ago. We've got to be able to get off blocks, and we got to make tackles in space. We've got to avoid the big plays. You know, when you're playing a team that's been struggling a little bit, you know, the thing we've got to make them do is earn every point that they get. And I think if we, you know, can get the ball tackled and get it reset, you know, everything's going to be good.
All right, guys, it's been fun.
Oh, thanks for having me, John.
Well, you bet.
I like the outdoor atmosphere as long as it stays relatively warm.
Yeah, it might get a little rough in November. But.
Yeah, I think then we got to migrate inside.
Get a fire pit.
Yeah, there we go. There we go. Again, we've been talking with the head coach of the Bearcat football team, Rich Wright, along with linebacker coach Chad Bostwick. A reminder that today's broadcast underwritten by A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. A&G offers more than 100 menu items, Greek night every Friday, banquet rooms, and more. For additional information, agrestaurant.com. Again, the Bearcats face Central Oklahoma coming up Saturday afternoon. It'll be a 1:30 kickoff. Our coverage on KXCV, KRNW begins at 11:30 with a special tailgate broadcast from the tailgate zone. Then we'll go right into our network coverage at 12:30 with Bearcat Game Day. And again, the 1:30 kickoff on Saturday afternoon. Thanks to everyone involved with our broadcast here this evening. I'm John Coffey, and so long from A&G.